Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Myra in the Tax Quips forum with lots of questions. She says, I filed an extension. How should I file at year end? Single, married, but filing at a single rate, or jointly? My husband receives Social Security disability. I file from a K-1. I have large amounts of deductions, and I also claim my son, who's disabled and lives at home. I provide for him over 6 months of the year. I did pay estimated tax, but I don't think I paid enough. Well, Myra, you filed an extension, and that means you have until October 15th to finish preparing and filing your tax return. Do it sooner rather than later so you don't miss the deadline. Now, you say that you're married, so you file as married, either as married filing separately or as married filing jointly. You don't file as single. I'm not sure why you would even think that. I'm not sure about this area of your confusion. Your best bet, though, is to file as married filing jointly. Some, or at least up to 80% of your husband's Social Security income will be taxed. You may claim an exemption for your son, as long as he didn't earn more than $3,650 for the year. And do use the deductions that you have. If you need help, you should be able to get free help preparing the tax return at a VITA or AARP tax aid site. See, there's no need for you to guess how to prepare your tax return. Somebody else can do it for you. Now, you won't know if you paid in enough until you actually prepare the return. So set aside your fears of owing taxes and just finish it up. Then you'll know the bad news, or perhaps it won't be as bad as you think. And if you owe Myra, don't worry about that. There are always ways to put it on an installment plan without getting into trouble. So please, do take care of this. You're going to worry less. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about how to file your tax returns and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.